Talking now to our old friend Mike Wells, ESPN reporter, covering the Indianapolis Colts. And, of course, there's the reason why I'm talking to Mike. It's Colts and Chiefs, 3:35 Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium. And, Mike, Chiefs fans are a little nervous around this town when they see that horseshoe. 0-4 in the playoffs against the Colts. Matter of fact, the Colts have two wins at Arrowhead Stadium in playoff history. The Chiefs have only two wins in playoff history at Arrowhead Stadium. That's not good, Mike.
That is not good, and I mean, and we haven't even talked about the last time these two teams played in the playoffs. Ugh. That game was in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and Andrew Luck, he talking about horseshoes. He pulled the horseshoe out and leading the Colts from that net come from behind victory. But I think it's more about the big picture. You look at the matchup of these two teams. The Chiefs clearly are the best offense in the NFL, averaging 34 points a game, and Patrick Mahomes, who I'm looking forward to seeing in person at Arrowhead Stadium. But the Colts, on the flip side, they're the hottest team in the NFL, winning 10 out of their last 11 games, ending a 5-game winning streak of Dallas, a 9-game winning streak of Houston. And so something's going to have to give on Saturday afternoon.
How does a team like the Colts make that transition? I've seen the Chiefs do it from 1-5 to start winning, and they did it when the Royals were in this postseason and nobody really paid attention. But how does a team make that transition? Is it simple as, you know, Coach Frank Reich finally getting pieces together, you know, getting Braden Smith the pass block now and stuff on that line? I mean, this draft was ridiculous with Nelson and Braden.
Well, I think the Colts had the best draft in the NFL. Maybe it's the whole Chris Ballard effect. I mean, Chris Ballard, who's the coach GM, was in the front office with the Chiefs from 1-5 and made the playoffs, and now he's, you know, with the Colts after a 1-5 start. I think in the big picture, I think it's a young roster. The young players probably grew up quicker than what many people expected. Andrew Luck's return played a factor. He finally started finding his groove again. And then Frank Reich, you know, he never panicked. I mean, Frank Reich is known as a comeback guy from his days when he played with Buffalo and then also when he's at the University of Maryland. So I think all those things factored into it. And I would tell you this, the locker room never kind of wavered when they were 1-5. A lot of teams, especially a team with a young roster, the young players may kind of give up a little bit and stuff. That never happened with this franchise, so you got to give the leadership credit in that area. So I don't think it was just one particular thing. I think it was a number of facets on why the Colts were able to bounce back from that 1-5 start.
Talking to Mike Wells at Mike Wells NFL on Twitter, covers the Colts for ESPN. How does the team go in that one loss mixed in this streak? They lose 6-0 to Jacksonville, and then a couple weeks later, you know, shut out the Dallas Cowboys 23-0. I mean, that's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde within just a couple of weeks. How'd that happen, Mike?
You know what? I think that was probably the best thing that happened for the Colts because, you know, you think about it, they go into week 17 needing to go on the road and beat the Tennessee Titans, who were quarterbacked by Blaine Gabbert in that game. And had the Colts not got shut out by Cody freaking Kessler in that game, you'd have been like, all right, maybe the Colts would have a chance to kind of, you know, let up and not be as focused against the Titans. I think getting shut out 6-0 to Cody Kessler made them realize they can't take anything for granted. And so that loss is kind of, it fueled them, because after that, they went on the road the following week, beat Houston, which was on a 9-game winning streak, then came home and beat the Dallas team, who was on a 5-game winning streak. Two teams that made the playoffs. So they just kind of, they matured off of that game, and they just continued to get better. Young players continue to get better. Frank Reich's play call, and he walks in the stadium, and he feels like he's the smartest person in that stadium, which is great to see. That's why I can't wait to see two incredible play callers in Frank Reich and Andy Reid go back and forth with their offenses on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And the Colts have a couple Kansas City guys. Braden Smith played right here in high school. Evan Bame that fills in at guard and center. Both Kansas City kids, so they're coming back. But, you know, there's been other interesting things to happen besides that 38-10 comeback. You know, we're talking about the 06 team when the Colts couldn't stop the run, giving up 173 yards a game, stopping the Chiefs' run completely. We're talking about 95 where Lynn Elliott misses three field goals and Jim Harbaugh beats him. I mean, this thing, it just continues and continues to be the boogeyman for the Kansas City Chiefs. But when you look at this matchup, the one blueprint, Mike, that I've seen, teams are trying to keep Mahomes off the field. And I know listening to Frank Reich the other day on Colts.com, you know, he's talking about they need to score points. They want to score points. But the running game, too. And he understands the importance of, you know, keeping Mahomes on the sideline. And that's, I think, one key to victory here. The Colts get a lead, and they just start to salt it away because Mahomes and Tyreek Hill can't hurt you when you're sitting over on the bench, and that's what the Chargers and Seahawks did to beat the Chiefs.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it helps that the Colts have actually a decent running game. I mean, they had three games of at least 200 yards rushing, including 200 yards exactly against the Texans last weekend. Now, if you're able to keep Mahomes in that high flying offense on the sideline, it's going to help it's going to help the Colts out in that area. And you got an offensive line that does not mind getting down, getting dirty, and dominating the line of scrimmage is going to play a factor. But the Frank Reich credit, maybe this was lip speak because he didn't want to, you know, tip his hands on what they want to do. But his goal was to get points and find a way to get points as quick as possible, however way it happens. And he has confidence in his defense. I mean, at the same time, though, his defense does not face an offense of the caliber of the Chiefs. In fact, they haven't faced the top 10 offense since week 4 against New England. That's when the Colts were still struggling defensively. So this is definitely going to be the ultimate test. And maybe their best defense may be with their offense and leaving Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on the sideline.
But besides Mahomes, who do they fear on that offense? Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce? And I say this, Tyreek Hill is clearly a more dynamic player, but the Colts have struggled against the tight end. And, you know, Travis Kelce has feasted this year, the second most yards ever by a tight end.
Oh, I would probably say Kelce. I'm curious on how they're going to, you know, try to defend him. You know, Darius Leonard, who, you know, is probably one of the front runners for the Rookie of the Year and should have been a Pro Bowl player. He loves being matched up and, you know, dropping out, showing his athleticism. But I'm going to call it even. I'm going to call it even because, you know, the Colts are in, you know, dealing with some injuries at the safety spot. The veteran Mike Mitchell was placed on IR with the calf injury. Malik Hooker did not practice this week because of a foot injury. So I'm going to call it even Steven on that one between Kelce and Hill on who is the biggest threat the Colts need to worry about.
Man, I tell you what, the Colts got it right. You know, Josh McDaniels said yes, then he said no, and you ended up getting a guy that might be Coach of the Year. It's amazing how things work out in this league.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about he got McDaniels left the Colts standing at the altar.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Left them at the altar. I mean, he said, I do. Let's get married. Let's keep the relationship going.
That's bad.
When it was time to sign that marriage certificate, my man said, deuces, I'm out.
Yeah, it was funny and watching it here. And you did mention the chance to watch Mahomes in person. Any doubt in your mind he's the league MVP?
No doubt in my mind. I mean, 50 touchdown passes. And what he was able to do from the offense, I think, you know, I honestly think it's probably it's a three-player race between Mahomes, Breeze, and Aaron Donald from the L.A. Rams. But I think it's, you know, Mahomes has got the clear lead in this situation. I would be surprised if Patrick Mahomes did not win the MVP race. But I am curious on how he's going to handle his first playoff game, though.
Yeah, it'll be curious. The weather's going to be a little dicey, a little rain, a little snow mix. I mean, it's going to be football weather, Mike. This is what we want, you know. You come to Kansas City, you want weather, you want good barbecue. I mentioned it to Matt Taylor, a play-by-play, you know, for the Colts. I said, if you want to know where to go, go talk to Bame and Braden Smith. Talk to the local guys that'll give you the jam.
And the big boys who know how to eat.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to mess you around. They're going to send you to where you need to go. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I'm curious. So what's the consensus? What's the consensus on what you're saying? How are you calling this game?
You know what? I'm still mixed because I'm worried about that offensive line of the Colts. It's very good. Fewest sacks in the NFL. The Chiefs had the most sacks in the NFL, but I'm worried about the Chiefs secondary, and I'm worried about Eric Berry playing. You know, Andy Reid's been noncommittal, didn't practice again this week, and I'm concerned about it. So I'm slightly leaning Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes. And I just don't want to see the same song and dance in Kansas City. Alex Smith gets to the postseason and lose. I feel Mahomes could be that difference maker. And I think getting the Colts here instead of Indianapolis, I would lean towards the Chiefs. This game was in Indy. I'd lean towards Indy.
Oh, that's a good choice. I'm going to go ahead and see it. I put you on the spot and ask for your prediction. I'm not going to give my prediction. I'm going to go ahead and hang up the phone and say it was a great conversation today.
Mike Wells, always a good friend of Henry Lake and I back in the day, and I have a great time in Kansas City, Mike. Really enjoy yourself, and I think we're going to see a fine football game. Thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Have a good one now.